to long for, to never be satisfied at the opportunity to have more from him. See, recently for me, when it comes to my walk with God, what I've been doing, and I found myself doing this last week, and I went, wow. I'll think, okay, I've got to pray now. And what I do, I start talking at God. It's like going for a walk with him, but talking at him and not actually looking at him, not actually listening, not engaging, and not asking him about his thoughts on whatever it is that I'm sharing with him. It's important for us to slow down enough to hear back from God. Whether it be control of money, if I need to let go and say, God, I trust you to work this out. Whether it's control of my kids' future, what I believe they should do or who they should be. Any form of these things. You see, we can be faithful and good stewards with what he's given us, but if we're not letting have input and say in what we've got, we're no better off because we're controlling things that he wants to take off of our shoulders. All these things that cause us anxiety, stress, are keeping us from God and a relationship with him. He wants to take. He wants to carry that burden for you. It's an incredible journey. When we walk with God, some of the realities we become very aware to us are these. First, God is great, so we don't have to be in control. Second, God is glorious, so we do not have to fear others. Third, God is good, so we don't have to look anywhere else for goodness, for peace, for comfort, for solace. And lastly, God is gracious, so we do not have to prove ourselves to him or anybody else. Suddenly, the things of the world or looking good in the world doesn't matter anymore because only God's perspective of us does. The results are that you'll feel empowered by faith. We're not doing something you felt you were supposed to do, never crossed your mind because you knew that God would give you the strength to do it because he's called you to do it. You'll begin to experience deep peace and joy in the midst of your storms. All those struggles that you've got, God will bring you peace in. And you'll be strengthened, particularly in the areas that you are being called to change. The things you want to change because you don't like them, but you also know that God is calling you to do. He gives you the strength to do that. Things that you know you can't do on your own, he intervenes and intercedes. One statement that I contest constantly is that God will not allow you to go through anything that you can't handle. It's just simply not true. If you haven't learned that yet, you haven't faced many struggles. God puts you in situations where you can't handle them on purpose so that you rely on him. And as a result of your partnership with God, yes, you can make it through anything. We're not designed to make it through life on our own. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had to send Jesus. We will find ourselves in places of struggle. It's a reality. We will make it through because of one person and one person alone, and that's Jesus. I love that we can have a relationship with God because as much as I do know my wife, the more time I spend with her, the more I get to know her. And the more I spend with God, the more I get to know him. And as my creator, the more I get to know myself. So my challenge for you is two things, really. Have you tasted the sweetness of who Jesus is? Do you long for it? Is this something that you have? Or do you miss it? You had it once and you're like, yeah, I've just been following rules and I miss the taste of that honey. And second is this. Do you look forward to your time with him every day? Or are you okay with a long-distance relationship? Because frankly, if long-distance is good enough, you probably haven't tasted his goodness, his assurance, his peace, his guidance, his longing for you. He wants you. He wants that relationship with you, and there's no better expression of that than is offering his son to die on the cross for your sins. Maybe you're a rule follower and you need to repent and say, God, I've been following the rules, but but I haven't been spending time with you. Maybe you don't even know God. You have never had that taste of his goodness, of the assurance of who he is. Maybe you didn't realize that without the sacrifice of Jesus, you are worthy of death because of the sin against God that you're committing. And the only way to find redemption, purity, to be brought back into relationship with your Creator is to accept Jesus and to taste the sweetness of who God is. God offers that to you today. What an amazing gift. What an awesome example of the reality that God cares about relationship more than anything else, because rules without that relationship will equal rebellion. In all of our relationships, but particularly in our spiritual walk with God. Let's pray. Father, you are such an awesome, giving, loving God. Thank you so much, God, that you care about who we are, not just what we do. Thank you, Father, that we don't just have to follow rules. And in fact, the rules aren't going to get us anywhere anyway, but we are called to relationship with you through your Holy Spirit. You gift us with this blessing, with this honor, with this opportunity to know you through your Son. Lord, some of us follow rules very well. And others of us have just turned our back on you in some area of our life, or maybe all of our life, because we're shamed, or because we know that what you want from us in relationship might be a little bit painful to realize that we haven't responded to your loving voice. I pray for everyone this morning as we hear and as we receive from your Spirit in this moment, God, that you would give us peace, that you would give us a taste, a reminder of what your sweetness is. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your sacrifice. We pray these things in your precious name, Father. Amen.